It's not too early to start thinking about your furnace tune-up. The friendly technicians at Design Air Heating and Cooling will clean and test your furnace so it runs safely and efficiently all winter. Peace of mind that your family is safe during the heating season. If you need a new furnace, Design Air is the number one trained dealer in the Midwest. Design Air Heating and Cooling. See more at designair.net. Design Air Heating and Cooling, proud partner of the St. Louis Cardinals. That's Design Air Heating and Cooling.
Hit a home run and get pre-approved for your next refinance or home purchase at thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Welcome into Scoops with DannyMac.com and my visit with Dylan Carlson, the number one prospect inside the St. Louis Cardinals organization. He became a Cardinal, selected in the first round of the 2016 draft, 33rd overall pick. This past season, he was one of the youngest players in AA, and he became only the ninth Cardinals prospect to win the Texas League Player of the Year honors.
Ball's driven out the left. It's hit well. McDonald back. It is gone. That ball just jumped off the bat of Dylan Carlson, his fifth of the year. He's got an RBI 18, 19, and 20.
He's a switch hitter. He played in 108 games at Springfield, 21 home runs, 18 steals, 24 doubles, and a .281 average. He would have become a 2020 man before he was called up to Memphis. Played 18 games at AAA, 72 at-bats, 5 home runs. The average, that's what sticks out, .361, the average for Dylan Carlson. When you think about his year at AA, he was on pace to become the league's first 2020 player, home runs and steals, at 20 years of age in the last 32 years. Carlson is the first Springfield player to receive the Texas League Player of the Year honor since Matt Adams in 2011 and the late Oscar Tavares in 2012. So what lies ahead for this young star? What about his offseason plans? Being a switch hitter, what's the best place for him defensively? Who are his biggest mentors inside the Cardinals organization? We'll talk about that coming up with Dylan Carlson. We're coming to you in brilliant clarity from Lordo's Diamonds. See their selection at lordosdiamonds.com, located in the heart of Ladue. We're also coming to you thanks to Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. Catch all the action this NFL season at St. Louis's home for sports, and that is Mizzou football, Blues hockey, and remember, Blues fans, make one of the 10 area Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill locations your home for St. Louis Blues hockey this season. Their games are seen on dozens of TVs, and you'll enjoy great specials throughout every single game. Hotshot's proud partner of the St. Louis Blues, home of Blues fans since 1990. And if you'd like to get an advantage over the house this fall, if you need to download BetQL, the only app you'll need to make smart bets this season. BetQL's algorithm is based off historical and recent team trends and updates with line movement and injury information. Stay up to date with line movement with BetQL, track lines leading up to kickoff, and all your favorite sports, and they have all the experts in their picks as well. Download BetQL for your smartphone or go to betql.co and sign up today. Coming up, we'll visit with Dylan Carlson. Celebrate 125 years of history at St. Louis Union Station with free movies every weekend in October and November near the lake. Get a bird's eye view of all that history when you take a spin on the St. Louis Wheel. Soaring 200 feet into the air, you'll appreciate the iconic skyline inside a climate-controlled gondola. Enjoy a round of golf at the 18-hole miniature golf course. Other attractions include the St. Louis Carousel and the Fire and Light Show. Visit stlouisunionstation.com. Come celebrate. Well, he's considered one of the top prospects, not only with the St. Louis Cardinals, but certainly in all of baseball, and that's Dylan Carlson of the St. Louis Cardinals. And, Dylan, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. What was the season like for you in terms of your professional growth and learning, being at AA, then at AAA, finishing up on a high note? What was that like for you?
Oh, it was incredible. For me, it started in spring training, being able to be around everyone on the team, being able to be around, you know, such elite minds, people that just view the game differently. It's really a pleasure and an honor to be around those people each and every day. And just all throughout the season, I really just took the mindset of trying to learn and find a way to get better each and every day. And for me, I felt like that was really beneficial. And, you know, like I said, in this organization, you're surrounded by so many great minds that there's just so much to learn each and every day.
You spent so much time in Major League camp, and you basically talked a little bit about it right there. What was that experience like? What did you take away from that, being down with the major leaguers for such a long time during spring training?
Yeah, for me, I found it really beneficial just being able to pick their brains, being able to hang out and just see the way they approach the game, how professional they handled themselves on and off the field, and just the way they really like to compete. Like, at the end of the day, it was just such a big competition, and everyone just wanted the best out of themselves and everyone around them. So I really took note of just the way everyone went about their business, and for me, I found it really beneficial.
You were called up to AAA by the end of the year. How about that experience and being able to kind of add that to your resume and then finish up the year on a high note? How important do you think that is going into next year?
Definitely. It was a huge honor to be moved up from AA to AAA. Once again, I was just able to be around great minds every day, and it really helped my game, I think, being able to, you know, play at another level and, you know, kind of see a new league. And I really found it beneficial to play each and every day out in Memphis. And, you know, like you said, it was a really cool experience, and I'm going to try to take that into next season and continue to build off what I learned.
You mentioned that you're around great minds. Who are some of those great minds that maybe have been influential, or, you know, those that you kind of lean on as you're growing to get to the big leagues?
Mm-hmm. Starting in spring, I mean, being able to be around Willie McGee every day is just such an honor and a privilege. You know, there's a bunch of players, and, you know, Paul Goldschmidt, Matt Carpenter, Wainwright, Yachty, all those guys. It's just such an honor to be around them and be able to talk to them, and how willing they are to share information and pass along their experience. It's incredible. And then, you know, going throughout the season, my hitting coach in AA, Brandon Allen, was always, he's been a big, big help for me all throughout my minor league career these last few seasons. So for me, you know, just being able to be around those type of people, it really elevates my game and makes me want to be a better player.
You know, you've been around the game forever. Your dad was your coach. You played at a high level. You played with guys that are older than you. But did you ever have any of those kind of like, wow, I'm talking to Yachty, I'm talking to Waino, I'm talking to Goldie, and I'm on their level, I'm a peer, and they're taking an interest in me? Did any of that kind of stuff happen for you?
Definitely. For me, this spring, I'd say I ran into that right away. You know, you introduce yourself, you meet everyone. But then, as you know, I stuck around a little bit longer in spring, and a little bit longer, it kind of started to get more personal with some guys. And that's when I really realized, like, wow, I'm sitting at the table with all these guys, you know, whether it's Yachty or Molina or Wainwright or just anyone in that clubhouse. It's such a privilege and an honor to be around them. And like I said, it was just incredible how willing they were to share their experience with me and pass along some of the things they've learned throughout this game.
Your dad, I would imagine, probably knows your swing better than anybody. I'm going to make that statement, and correct me if I'm wrong. But does he come and visit you at all during the season, or does he see video? Does he go on the app and see the minor league games? Do you guys talk a lot? Or does he kind of say, you know what, I got him to this point, he's worked his tail off, he's there, let those guys do what they do? I, you know what I mean? It's kind of a balancing act, I'm assuming, for your dad.
Definitely. He doesn't miss an at bat. He watches every single at bat on the app. And for him, he likes to chime in here and there. He's real passionate about the sport and, you know, all him's coaching and all that stuff. So, he definitely tries to chime in, but of course, he understands that I have coaches and I have a pretty good feel of what I'm doing now at this point. So he definitely understands, but he's always there, you know, just that extra voice and, you know, trying to pass along what he's seeing. And like you said, he's always been a part of my life, and he's been a big mentor for me ever since I started playing. So for me, it's really cool to have someone like that who takes that much, who has that much passion about the sport, and then tries to help me in any way possible.
For fans that don't know, are you natural lefty or righty at the plate?
Yeah, I'm a natural right-handed hitter, but left-handed, I get so many at-bats that it almost becomes my natural side during the season, just with the splits and all that stuff. So natural right-handed hitter, but I've been hitting left-handed for a long time as well.
And you throw left. So when you think about going forward with what you need to work on, what were the things that in particular, both left and right, that you tried to maybe, as you critique yourself, try to improve upon as you advanced in these levels?
Yeah, for me, it's just really executing my plan at the end of the day. For me, it's finding a way to stick to my approach and be as consistent as possible each and every day. You know, really trying not to give in to the other team, the way they're trying to get me out or the way they're trying to, pitch to me a certain way. So for me, I really try to hone in and focus in on my approach and really dial it in, my mindset, make sure everything's locked in and just go about my business each and every day the same way and keep that same attitude, whether I go 0-4 or 4-4, just stay hungry each and every day wanting to get better. That's really the thing I focus on. There's nothing physical necessarily I really try to focus on when I'm hitting. I just really try to focus on the mental part.
Are you a video guy? I mean, it seems like everybody's in video, but when I say video guy, do you dive into it? And then when you're looking at video, are you evaluating yourself or are you looking at the pitcher mm-hmm. as well? Because there's so much information. How do you try to, take it all in and comprehend it?
For me, I watch video on the other team's pitchers. I don't watch too much video on myself. There are times when maybe I feel a certain way and I just need some reassurance on what I'm feeling, then I'll go watch video on myself. But besides that, I only watch video on the opposing pitchers, and I really just try to focus on the way they try to pitch the hitters similar to me and ways they try to get them out. And then I formulate a game plan and really try to play to my strengths and find ways to, get the best results that night.
Growing up on the West Coast, did you have a favorite team?
Yeah, I grew up a fan of the Yankees. I went to Cooperstown when I was around 10 years old, and I was able to, be around New York City and Yankee Stadium and all that. So it was a pretty cool experience. And I don't know, something about the whole being there, I just kind of rooted for the Yankees growing up. And then, being from the West Coast, it's a little different. But I went out there and, yep, I became a fan of the Yankees.
Sure. Did you have a favorite player growing up?
Yeah, my favorite player growing up was Prince Fielder.
Well, you got a little different type, I mean, it's a little different.
Yeah, we do. But when I was younger, I was a little bit of the heavier kid. So I really, the thing I enjoyed most watching him was how much passion he played the game with and how excited he was and just the way he really enjoyed playing the game. It always looked like he had such a great time. That was something I really just grew fond of and really appreciated watching all the time.
I'm curious too, did you hear much from the Cardinals major league staff? You're around them so much in spring training for a couple of months, if not before then, when guys get there even after Christmas. But did you get text messages or a phone call from Mike Schild or Jeff Albert or any of those guys just checking in and seeing how you're doing?
No, I didn't. I didn't get any specific messages from them, but of course I heard some things from the people that would come through, telling me keep up the good work and stuff like that. So, I really had a great time in spring training and I learned a lot, and I really felt those people had a really good understanding and they really cared about what I was doing. So, it's like I said earlier, it's a real pleasure to be around such great minds of the game, and I really enjoy playing the game.
When you look at your career where it is right now and you kind of reflect, and it's been moving rapidly from high school now to getting paid to do this, what were the major adjustments and what are the major adjustments that you've had to make to get to, at least at this point, the AAA level?
Mm-hmm. For me, right away when you sign, you got to get used to playing every day. That's something different. It's a different toll on your body than playing, whether it's 2-3 times a week in high school or the travel ball circuit. So that was one thing right away that I had to get used to, just playing every day. And then on top of that, you got to, coming to the park every day ready to go. So for me, that was just something I really found right away that I needed to adjust. Not saying I wasn't ready, but I just felt like there was more I could have done to be ready and, you know, really prepare myself. And that was something I think being around this year in spring training that I really saw how prepared they were every day to play the game and how prepared everyone was to, you know, go compete. So for me, I felt like that was something I really could improve. And I felt like I did a good job of really focusing on all year and finding ways to get better each and every day was something that really has helped my game.
Hair Salon for Men, proud sponsor of ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. Home base in St. Louis, founded in 1997. 16 locations. You'll receive the perfect haircut, complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. And for an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage. Hair Salon for Men. 16 locations. There's one near you. Hair Salon for Men. More features keep rolling out on the Schnucks Rewards app, all designed to simplify shopping. Your rewards points still continue to pile up, earning you money off your next purchase. But now you can create customizable and shareable shopping lists. Shop for your family's dietary needs with the new wellness icons. Gluten-free, organic, heart smart, it's all covered. So this week, simplify shopping. Try the new features on the Schnucks Rewards app. Shopping will never be the same. Schnucks Rewards. Download it today.
You can play all three outfield spots. You play them at a high level. You played a ton of center field this last year. So it's kind of a two-part question. What are you most comfortable with? And then on top of that, you know, what have the Cardinals said, hey, we'd kind of like you to go in this direction, or is it wide open at this point?
Exactly, 100%. I've been real fortunate to be able to play all three outfield spots throughout my time playing in the minors, and I found it really beneficial. And for me, I'm just trying to keep it as open as possible to play in all three, keep my, you know, options as open as I possibly can, be as versatile as I can and help the team any way I can. So for me, you know, the team would like me to play all three. That way I bring as much value as I possibly can. So I really take pride in my defense, and, you know, I really try to improve at each of the spots. And to answer your question about being comfortable, I feel real comfortable in all three. So that's something, like I said, being able to play all three and get experience at each is I've really found beneficial, and it's really helped me feel comfortable in each spot. And you know, it's really great the way they've exposed me in each spot.
Which one do you like most?
For me, I like center. I also like right, but you know, I feel really comfortable in left as well. So I really can't say I have a favorite. For me, I just like being out there, honestly.
Yeah.
Finding a way in the lineup is the biggest thing I'm proud of. So for me, it's just being able to be out there each and every day, whether it's in left, right, or center. But for me, it's just being out there every day what I take pride in.
A couple more questions. I'll let you go, and I really appreciate your time. What is an offseason like for Dylan Carlson? So you're getting ready for 2020. The season ended. Did you put the bat down for a couple of weeks and get after it? Or do you say, hey, I just want to keep going? What are you doing for conditioning? All those kind of things. Who you work out with out there? What are you doing?
Yeah, so for me, a typical off season, I try to give myself a couple weeks off, maybe 3 weeks off of just not lifting, not hitting, not throwing anything. Usually I only make it about a week and a half, 2 weeks before I have to go into the gym just because I get a little antsy and bored and ready to go. I start working out, lifting, conditioning, getting, you know, back into shape, trying to feel, you know, stronger and all that stuff, trying to, you know, meet those off-season goals. And but I really don't start hitting until probably the middle of November. That's when I really start focusing on hitting again. I get out on a field around Christmas time and I start, you know, really playing catch, working on my defense and all that again to focus on the season. But, I start lifting a couple weeks into the off season, and then I just roll it all the way through until I leave for spring. And I even lift in spring training and all that. But a real focus of mine is just, you know, to add strength and become as explosive and as dynamic of a player as I can be. And I'm real fortunate in this area to be around a lot of great players. I work out with J.D. Davis of the Mets and then Dom Nunez of the Colorado Rockies. So I'm real fortunate to be able to, you know, pick their brains every day and be able to be around some great players as well.
You were at least scheduled to go to the Arizona Fall League, and then obviously you didn't do it. What was the – was there like a reason behind that in terms of just maybe just, hey, mental break, physical break, enough's enough? Or was that your choice, Cardinals' choice? How did that all come into come to play?
Me and my agent, we had a discussion about that topic, and we just felt like ending the the season was such a positive that, you know, we really wanted to duplicate the off season. We had the off season before to come best prepared for next year, and the team agreed that, you know, I got plenty of at bats, and they just felt that me duplicating what I did the off season before would really be beneficial going into this next off season to, you know, really prepare me.
And then finally, do you have goals? Some guys say, well, I really don't have any goals. I'm just kind of, you know, go make the team and chips fall where they may. But do you have goals going into 2020 for the upcoming spring training and the upcoming, what you hope, I'm sure, is a major league season?
Yeah, for me, just I have one goal. It's the same goal each and every day, and it's try to find a way to become a better player each and every day. That's the one thing I try to focus on, and I try to have that attitude each and every day. That way it really keeps me learning and keeps me focused and keeps me going each and every day. That's something I really take pride in is, you know, being a student of the game and trying to learn each and every day. That way I can maximize myself and my talent and, you know, really find ways to get that edge.
One final question. What does Dylan Carlson do when he's not playing baseball? Do you got anything to get away from the game?
Yeah, I really enjoy hanging out with my family. That's something I really enjoy doing. You know, for me, I have a mom who's in a wheelchair, so I really take a lot of pride in helping her out and, you know, finding ways to make their day better. You know, it's a long season. You're gone a lot. But, you know, when I'm back home, I really enjoy being around my family, my parents, my younger brother. So I really like finding ways to, you know, hang out with them and do some fun stuff.
That's awesome. Hey, Dylan, congratulations on what was just an unbelievable year for you, and I'm sure the expectations are so high for you, and people here are excited to see you at the winter warm-up and then in spring training, and I can't wait to see you, too, in spring training. It's a pleasure to talk to you, and I can't say thank you enough.
It's been an honor. Thank you for having me.